Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Today we're talking about worry versus problem solving. There's a big difference here between what we are ruminating about, worrying about, running around and round about, and us actually problem solving, taking care of business. When we're anxious, we think that when we have a worry, that we are actually problem solving. But the reality is that we are just worrying. This is a good place to be able to start to separate out what you're doing in your mind. Much of this goes on without any awareness. They're old habits, and we get stuck in them. And what we do over and over again just becomes our default. So this can be a good place to even have a slight bit of awareness. Am I actually problem solving, or am I worrying? There's a different part of your brain that's being used. Worrying and problem solving are different cognitive activities, and so we don't feel the same when we are solving a problem as we are when we are worrying about a problem. And this can be a great relief because it doesn't mean that you don't ever think about what's going on in your life and the things that need to be taken care of, but you are looking at them from a different view. The perspective is one of ability to change, of problem solving versus worry. The emotional part of our brain is not rational. It's the place of feeling, and it is the feelings that get going and setting off the hormones, cortisol, the adrenaline, those physical sensations, which then begin to have us conjure in our mind more problems, more on that negative bent. And so this is not a place of problem solving. This is a place of feelings that are getting us nowhere. They're going around in circles. Worrying feels more personal. It feels very, it jabs us, it hurts because it's emotional. Now, our problem solving will feel different. It's not only a different place in our brain where that's taking place, but so it affects us differently. Problem solving feels more objective. It's less personal, and it is engaging our intellect more than our feelings. And we're able to see things a little bit more clearly because we're not involving the emotions. You know, even if a lot of really tough things that you're worried about were to happen, worrying about them doesn't change or prevent it from happening. But it takes away from your present moment. This is what we talk about over and over again, about using our meditation time to train ourselves to come back to the present moment. And why do we want to keep training ourselves to do that? Because when we live from the present moment, We are not worrying, and we are not trying to prevent things from happening in the future. You can see from what we just said, worrying and problem solving being different, so we're not problem solving when we're worrying about the future. We're not keeping anything from happening. You know, that's kind of magical thinking that we get stuck in, is that if I worry about this, it won't happen, because we know that 99.999 of the things that you worry about don't happen. So we get kind of the flip side of that coin. We say, well, I'm going to worry about it, and then it won't happen. And believe me, there are a lot of people that think this, but it's not true. We can only deal with what's happening when it is happening. Now, we obviously in our life, we take precautions, we plan things, we do things, but then we let go of the outcome. We are not trying to control everything around us and the future, because we cannot control the future. Worrying is a cycle. It's like a broken record. It gets that little skip in it. Do you remember those old records where it would get that little scratch in it, and it would just flip back over and over, do the same thing over and over? And this is what worrying is like. You never get to continue on with the song. You're just stuck in that one little loop. It goes and goes back, forward and back, forward and back, over and over, like a broken record. And the emotional part of our brain, again, is not rational. It's not thinking straight, clear, linear. It is emotional. It is about feeling. And that is, it has its place. We don't want to be without that, but we do not want to get stuck in a place where that takes us over and we cannot see things clearly. When we get worrying about a particular thing, it sets us off on a feeling journey. And that worrying piece is like that anxious piece, sending out feelings that we are not doing well with. We are getting into a fear mode. We are usually going over and over a challenging situation or something that we are afraid of, and we have set ourselves, not only are we moving away from our rational thinking where we could maybe take care of something, but now we are stuck in a fight or flight pattern, and we are getting nowhere fast. Again, like the broken record, it's just going back and forth, back and forth. And it feels so personal, again, because it is emotional. And it feels like this is life doing this to us, or someone doing this to us. And we lose our ability to problem solve, where we are calm and cool and collected and using our intellect.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you have been in anxiety panic, you have a heightened fight or flight response, and it's like it becomes more and more sensitized as you go on, and it can be such a hair trigger response that it just simply becomes the body's way of handling problems when they come up. The body immediately flips into fight or flight, and that is how everything is going to be dealt with. Everything. Well, not everything in our life requires us to run away or to fight. There are many things that can just be taken care of. There are many things that are just uncomfortable, don't even need to be taken care of. They just need to be lived through for the moment. But anxiety will not allow us to do that. And the more that we worry and the more that we stay in that anxious state, the more sensitized we become, and we begin to do this with smaller and smaller things in our lives. And what happens is that anxiety doesn't always accompany loss or hurt in our lives. We can have lived through some very big challenges, some very big hurts, whether they be physical or emotional, and we do not have an anxious response to it. Anxiety is, they are not completely linked. It is more about our thinking about the loss or the hurt in our life and what does this mean. Often, you can go through huge ordeals and not experience anxiety. A very common example is people who have health anxiety. They are worried about so many things, and often in the doctor's office, in the ER, having things checked out, you know, really, this is a deep and real concern. They have these physical symptoms. They're not making this up. And they are trying to take care of it. And they're living in an anxious state day in and day out, unless they're sleeping. And what happens is these very same people have reported that when they had a real physical scare that was deep and very big, and I'm even going to say it happens to people even who would just get a cold and a flu, but it has been reported to me that people who have come back that had the cancer scare, they had the accident that put them into needing real rehab for a long period of time, were not experiencing anxiety at those times. The dealing with the cancer diagnosis, the dealing with the aftermath of the accident did not have them in an anxious state. Now, this is very interesting because you would think clearly that those things would put you into a state of panic, but they are things that are right in front of them that they can deal with. And so they are using their problem solving, not their emotions. Now, we're all different and we're all going to handle diagnoses or accidents or our own anxiety in different ways. But I want you to understand that it is very possible to have anxiety about things that are not happening, but when something is happening, that you don't have to have anxiety about it. So this tells us a lot. This tells us that what we are struggling with anxiety and panic, is not what is right in front of us, but what it is that we are thinking about, what we are worrying about. And that's something we can change. So now I'd like to go over some tips that you can use to work your way through this worrying and try to get closer to problem solving, and how you can separate your worry from your problem solving. Number one is awareness. You want to be able to tell the difference between worry, which is the what ifs, right, and actual problem solving, being objective, being clear, dealing with what is in front of you. Number two, you want a picture. If you're a person who does well with visualization, this is a great tip for you. You can picture in your mind a crossroads. You're standing there at the four corners, and you know that you have a choice in what is happening. One way to the left is worry, and one is problem solving. You're going to make a conscious choice. This is where the pause comes in. We have to stop at this crossroads. We have to say, am I going to go to the left or to the right? We make a choice. And once we make a choice, we're doing it with full consciousness versus just always going to worry, always going to worry. We want to pause and make a choice. And number three is to ask yourself, is there a clear solution to this problem that is in front of me? And ask, what can you control here? Because often we are trying to control things that are uncontrollable. And there's a lot in this life that is outside of our circle of influence and control. And that includes other people. We very much get stuck in that, wanting to control other people. So ask yourself, what here with this experience can I control? And focus on the action that you can take and let go of what you cannot. And this just takes us to the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. This is a way out of anxiety in one prayer, in one quote. The serenity prayer will serve you when you are needing that moment to stop and say, okay, now what? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Tip number 4, don't try to fight or stop the worry. If you fight, you know what happens. It goes deeper. It gets bigger, and it will just get out of control. I want you to acknowledge it, as we talked about. We want to see it clearly, but you don't want to try to fight it or stop it, like get rid of it or change it into a different thing. You want to just see it clearly. It's right there in front of you, and then you do these other steps, right? You make a decision. What can I do with this? Do I have some power with this? Tip number 5, set aside time to worry. We've talked about this before with our worry hour. You don't have to worry all the time. If you are a chronic worrier, which you probably are, because anxiety takes us to this place of just over and over and over thinking, the what ifs are worries. What you want to do is to set some time aside, probably in the evening when your day is done. And I call it a worry hour, but you might only need to take 5 minutes in your calendar. And tell yourself, as worries come up during the day, meet me at 6:15 and we're going to sit down for 5 minutes and I'll go over all of these worries at the same time. And you just can put them, it's a way of containing them in the moment during your day. Put them in that little part of your brain. Okay, that's in the worry hour. I'll deal with you then. And you get to put it aside. And then you can focus on them during your worry time, the time that you have scheduled for them. And I want to tell you, many of those worries never show up. They don't make the appointment. They'll be resolved or disappeared by the time you get to your appointment with them. People ask me, should I write them down? This is a personal choice. You can write them down if you would like, but I like to just see in the beginning how many of them are just going to show up. They actually either resolve or disappear on their own. I hope this has been helpful for you. And now for today's quote. Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength. And that's from Corrie ten Boom. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.